堂听 class.com。
Chinese and American culture. Body language. Even body language has a cultural accent. Chinese stamp their feet to show anger. Americans interpret this as impatience. Chinese clap for themselves after a speech. Americans may see this as immodest. When giving or receiving a gift, Chinese use two hands to denote respect.Americans never even notice. Americans may pat other adults on the head to show sympathy, affection, or encouragement. This behavior can insult Chinese. Americans point to their chest to signify me, but think it is funny when Chinese point to their nose. Even laughter has the potential either to communicate or miscommunicate. An American who fell off his bike was very angrywhen onlooking Chinese laughed at him. I myself was angered when my son fell down and bystanders laughed. But I learned later that their laughter conveys sympathy or understanding, not ridicule. When East meets West, how often is offense taken when none is given? Body space. American individualists value privacy, and men always maintain a distance of 45 to 80 centimeters between them when they talk. To stand farther apart is inconvenient. To stand closer violates body space. And males rarely touch each other, except for a brief but firm handshake. They certainly never hold hands or sit with arms around one another. In American culture, frequent, prolonged bodily contact between males suggests homosexuality.Chinese males not only touch each other, but also hold hands, a practice that frightens Western males. Chinese often shake my hand and don't let go. They talk away contentedly, unaware of my discomfort as I struggle to free my hand. Cultural bridges. Chinese and Americans may be different in many ways, but a comparison of some basic idioms shows that in some ways we think alike.Where there's smoke, there's fire. Look before you leap. Where there's a will, there's a way. At sixes and sevens. Birds of a feather flock together. Oil and water don't mix. Henpecked. Strike while the iron is hot. More haste, less speed. Out of sight, out of mind. All good things must come to an end.Great minds think alike. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Both Chinese and Americans face life and death, love and hate, hope and fear, work and play. All people's basic needs and philosophies are similar. Even when their expression is clouded and confused by racial, cultural, or political trappings. And it is these cultural common characteristics upon which we can build understanding, respect, and communication.